everyone, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. Today, we're talking about Supermarket Simulator, and in the words of Taylor Swift from the Tortured Poets Department, I love you, it's ruining my life. Oh my god, this game. I've had it for, kind of obsessed. I've had it for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, okay? Mm-hmm. I have 20.3 hours in this game.
Wow.
I have stayed up well past my bedtime every single night playing this game. I've ignored anything else that I need to get done to play this game. And it is like, it's insane. I don't know what it is about this game, but it has me just saying like, oh, I'll just play one more day. Just constantly. And I don't care. I don't know what it is. This game has a grip on me. And I need somebody to uninstall it from my computer or something. Like,
that's so crazy.
I'm going to have to email our IT guy and be like, can you actually have them block this game now? Oh, yeah.
That's wild, because there's not much
to
it.
No, there's not. And I think that is like what is really doing it for me. So Supermarket Simulator is exactly what it sounds like. It is a simulator game. You own a tiny little supermarket. It starts off kind of like a bodega or like a little corner store kind of situation, really small, one cash register. And you have six products that you can sell. You unlock licenses for additional products. You have storage that you can unlock. You can hire cashiers and you can hire restockers. And that is pretty much everything that you can do in the game right now. That's it. That's the whole game. Mm-hmm. So I just hired my third restocker and third cashier.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm about to expand my store again. Yeah, I'm addicted to this game. I don't know what to say. I love restocking shelves. I love checking people out. It's so much fun. I think also part of it is I'm not getting too like caught up in like the really tiny things. So like something I realized last night, I was like, man, checking out people is so easy. Almost every single thing in my store, when I set the price, I just look at what the market price is and I just set it for the whole dollar amount underneath that. Because I'm still making a profit, but that means all of my products are a whole dollar amount, except for like one or two things. I haven't touched a penny the entire game. Like, yeah. I have not touched a penny. I haven't touched a nickel. I don't think I've even touched a dime. It's quarters and that 50-cent piece that I keep finding very weird that is in this drawer. So I'm like, this is clearly based on like American currency, and I get they just were like keeping it even, but like, we don't really use 50-cent pieces. We don't even have a name for them, do we?
I just assumed they were, like, still quarters, but it just has it divvied out.
I have two glued together quarters, and I'm like, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, I did something similar with my prices. I have them all. I went up, though, like, whatever the market value is, up to the next, like, quarter value.
Yeah.
So then I just have to deal with the 50-25 cent change.
Yeah. And really now it's, for me, it's just become like an inventory management simulator, just making sure I have enough stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. This is a great game. I'm like, they have a lot of improvements coming and it's going to make it a better game, but I kind of just love it how it is now. And I just want it to stay this way because it's just like, this is it. This is all I want to do. It's so good.
For me, it's more like an organization simulator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
I'm trying to get my store to level 20 so I can get my second cashier. Because I'm not really into the whole, like, the checking out, whatever. Like, I'll hop on if the line gets backed up. But I just want to restock shelves and organize my storage.
Oh, man.
And that's just, like, all I do the whole day. I'm like, well, here goes another day. Me just moving boxes around.
I was just thinking, this would be such a fun game in multiplayer. And this is exactly why. Because you could be running boxes. You can be the chief restocker. I could be the chief cashier. Because, holy cow, the cashiers and the restockers, if they could move even a little bit faster, it's yeah. wild. Especially checking out, like, the lines will get backed up. And it's because these cashiers are literally checking things out this slow. Beep. Beep. And I'm like, you have to move faster than that, please, for the love of God. Like, you have to go.
Yeah, it'd be great if they added, like, training for your employees to improve them.
So another thing I want to say about this game, I mentioned this to you when we talked about it briefly on Friday, is this is probably the most, like, early access game that we've played. Yes. Like, a lot of the games that we've covered that have been early access, we've kind of mentioned, like, it feels like a full and complete game. If there's bugs or anything like that, or there's, like, missing gameplay, it is still in early access. Like, every time we've kind of done that, it's been like, this game is not representative of what early access feels like. This game is. So this game, again, very bare bones. They have a ton of, like, things that they're planning to do. So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about those. And then there's also a lot of bugs. And honestly, I haven't run into too many. I think I really just had, like, one or two. And it's really just, like, people kind of, like, getting stuck on something, which isn't really, like, that. It's not, like, game-breaking, you know? So
yeah. I have had, that's the only bug I think I've run mm-hmm. into, is where they get stuck. And I think they get stuck because they're trying to get an item and you ran out of it.
Yeah.
And if it's past 9 and you don't have any backups of it, you can't restock the shelf. Yes. But if you can restock the shelf, they get unstuck. They, like, grab it and they're able to check out. But yeah, that's the only bug I've run into.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes my restockers, I've sent you a picture. Sometimes the restockers, I don't know what happens to them. They mentally go to a different place, which honestly sounds real. That's, like, real life. Sometimes you just go back there and you just got to stare at a box for a little bit so you don't, like, punch a window out, you know? So I'm like, you know what? You can have this time.
Yeah, I haven't hired any restockers because I just feel like they'll annoy me more than help me.
No, they're it's so nice. They're so helpful. But what I will say is managing the restocking can be frustrating. So one major thing that I hope is coming, this is why I want to mention, like, there's stuff that's going to be added. A major thing that I need them to add, and unless I'm totally missing it, which is possible, but I don't think so, is once something is on a shelf on the floor, that's where it is until it's empty, and then you have to take off the tag. I'm like, why can't I move it? So when you get the shelves in the, like, the racks for storage, you can just, like, take the boxes off and move them somewhere else and, like, take the tag off. Like, you can just take them off the shelf and set them on the floor and take the tag off. So the problem is if you can't sell through something on a shelf and you're trying to move it to a different shelf somewhere else, then you can't have a restocker that has access to that item. And the workaround is just to take the item off of the rack because they'll only restock things that are on a rack, you know, so you just take that off, but then, like, you just have to hope that people buy down the item in that location, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of annoying to manage, but, like, that's, like, the one thing that I'm like, please do this. Cause, like, as you get more products, you kind of want to keep things together. And something I do like is that the licenses, most of them are not, like, overly themed. Like, there was one license that had, like, a bunch of, like, cleaning stuff in it and, like, shampoo and, like, hand soap. But the rest of them will typically have, like, a variety of items, like a fridge item and then, like, a little snack item and a cereal and, like, an ingredient and, like, stuff like that. So it's not necessarily like, okay, I bought 6 new items. I'm just going to buy a new shelf and put them all on there, you know, because they don't all go together. So
yeah.
Once I bought some more licenses and was trying to, like, rearrange my store, it was like, oh, this is miserable. So
I know. Or I accidentally put, like, the wrong juice on the wrong shelf. I was like, crap, now this is stuck here.
Yeah. Until forever. I sell out of that shelf, maybe, or, like,
That's my number one complaint, I think.
Yeah.
Is and you especially, can't move something once it's on the shelf.
And especially once you, like, get more organized. Like, if I want to help with restocking, having things all over the place, this is crazy. This is, like, how it works in real life, you know. You want to have things together that make sense together. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, mentally, it helps more with that, you know? Like, if I'm running my flower, I don't want to have to be like, oh, where did I put the blue flower? Like, no, I know that the red and the blue flower is over here by the sugar and the salt. Like, all of that together in one spot. I know where that vibe is. You know, all my cleaning stuff, it's here together. Like, all my dairy products and drinks, they're here, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, trying to manage that when you can't change things on the shelves on the floor is beyond frustrating. Like, I just bought a new license right before I quit playing the game last night. And I just was like, I don't even care. They're all just going to go on a shelf. Like, I don't care. Yeah.
My other main complaint is when you are, like, buying a license, I wish it told you what kind
of storage they need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because I bought the cleaning supply license. And then I was like, oh, I'll get, like, a different kind of shelf. I'll get this rack because I hadn't bought a rack yet.
Yeah,
that's for the storage racks room. Are just for the storage room, mm-hmm. which I just have all my boxes nicely organized on the ground. But I guess I'll use this rack now. But I didn't have enough money after accidentally buying this thing I can't use and all my cleaning supplies to get a shelf to put them on. And I don't want to mix all the cleaning supplies up with my food shelves because – one, gross, but two, you can't move them until you sell out of them.
Yep.
So now I have to wait until I make $10 more to buy a new shelf to put all these cleaning supplies on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Well, and another thing, too, that, like, emphasizing the early access is the racks and the restockers. There's no instruction on things. They've done very minimal tutorial stuff. So there's tutorials on, like, how to give out money, like, how to give change correctly. And, like, that's it. That's the mm-hmm. only tutorial in the game so far, I think. Because I texted you and I was like, the stupid restocker isn't working. He just stands out there. He's not doing anything. And I saw that there were bugs about the restocker. Turns out I just was doing it wrong. Because there was no instruction on how to do it right. I had no idea how to do it.
Yeah.
So to get the restockers to work, you have to buy a rack, put it in the storage room, and then you have to put a box on the rack. Now, you can't, there's, like, different ways you can set the box down. You can throw the box, which is fun. You can place the box with the G key, which, by the way, the key bindings on this game are wild. I don't know if you can change them yet. I haven't looked, but, like, they're very interesting.
There aren't even audio settings for this game.
No. There's just birds chirping in the background and the beep of the cash registers.
Yum.
And so you put the boxes on the rack by left-clicking while you're holding the box on the space you wanted to go on the rack. Except with everything else, like, there's kind of like a singular keybind for everything else. Left click opens the box and places the items on a shelf in the store. So it kind of makes sense, like, oh, I'm placing things on a shelf, I'm placing it on a rack. But this whole time I was trying to place it with G, like you mm-hmm. hold it out and, like, position it somewhere, which is not it. So then the restocker, it's not, like, on the shelf for him to use. So then he didn't get it. So I was so confused by that. And then I finally went and looked it up. And because I saw, like, I think I was reading, like, the notes about it because it was in the most recent update last month. So reading the notes about it, and it was like, oh, now there are labels on the racks. And I was like, okay, I must be doing something wrong because there are no labels mm-hmm. on my racks. So then I was like, okay, well, why aren't there labels? It's like, because you have to place it this way. There was no indication that that is what I needed to do, you know? Mm. So again, very early access. I'm very interested to see, like, where they go, what they add. Right now, like, I think I've learned everything you can do in this game. There's three whole things. That's it, you know? Which is so fun.
Have you ran into any gangs?
Is that in the game already?
There's a lot of comments on Steam about it and about how people really don't like it. So I'm wondering if they took it out.
Maybe. No, I have not had that.
I haven't either.
I just have regular people coming in. Yeah. Which, by the way, I love how many different models there are.
Oh my god.
It's so much
fun. Some of these outfits are insane.
I just like to imagine that it must be like a supermarket in New York City. Like, that's the only way that all these different characters make sense. Like, why is this guy in a cut-off t-shirt, tank top, and cargo shorts shopping in the same place as a man in a three-piece suit? And also this hooker, and also this woman in workout clothes, and also, like, it's wild. It's so crazy.
Yeah. The girls in their clubbing clothes at 10 a.m.
Exactly. Like, oh, good luck, girl.
Yeah.
Good luck out there. Whoa.
Hope you had a fun night.
Yeah. Use protection. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I do see on this unofficial roadmap that they are going to add, like, shoplifters, security guards.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I hope that's, like, eventually a setting, because I don't want that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants that, but...
Yeah. There's a lot of things that it looks like they're going to add, and I'm just curious how long it's going to take, considering where the game is at right now. Like, maybe we won't even see that while we're still interested in playing this game.
Right.
You know?
I think the thing on this list that I'm most interested with them adding is cleaning.
Yes.
Like, if they added that, I think I could see myself playing this game more. Anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was just, like, a cleaning, restocking sim, that's all I need.
Yep.
And yeah, I think multiplayer would be really cool. I don't see that on this list.
No, I don't think they're going to do that. Because then you'd have to add character models in for the players, you know?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I'm addicted to this game. It's literally a problem.
What level is your store at?
I want to say I'm over level 30.
Yeah.
It must be. I think I'm like
definitely over
20. Yeah.
20 is when you unlock the second cashier.
Yeah. So I've got 3 restockers, 3 cashiers. Yeah, I just not being able to arrange the shelves, I feel like, is really limiting me, because I don't want to buy stuff, like new licenses, and then, like, it doesn't go where I want it to go, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. And also, oh, this is another thing that I hope they fix in early access. There's already complaints about how small the labels are on stuff. Like, in the stock room, it's really hard to see, like, what they are. They're, like, the pictures are so tiny. They're the same size that they are on the computer. They're just, like, blobs, basically.
Well, and not only that, on the boxes, the sticker's only on top.
Yeah. So when you put it on a
rack. So if I'm stacking boxes.
Exactly. Yes.
That's why when you're moving people, you write not only on the top, but on the side what's in that box. So,
Life tip for you today.
Life tip.
But yeah, so.
Devs haven't moved as much as I have.
Yeah. So I'm very interested to see, like, what they're prioritizing with new features, you know? Like, if it's, like, additional features or just, like, improved quality of life. Something I am concerned about is I don't know if maybe just, like, I haven't tried to scroll, or, like, I can't scroll until I have unlocked them, but so far it kind of only looks like I can unlock 4 cashiers and 4 restockers. Mm. And if that's the case, like, I still have dozens of licenses and expansions on the supermarket that I can buy. And I just am like, what scenario does that number of employees match up with that amount of product? You know?
Right.
Like, I just feel like once you get past a certain point, it would be miserable trying to do. But I have kind of quasi turned it into, like, an idle game sometimes. So what I did yesterday was, like, after I would end the day, I wouldn't open my store until both of my restockers were, like, standing back outside the store, So I'm like, okay, everything is restocked. It's done. Now we can start, and then they'll just start restocking things throughout the day. Then I'll close when everybody gets through the lines. But, like, even with three cashiers, I'm still, like, 9 o'clock hits, and there's, like, five people in every single line still. And I'm like, I desperately need you to scare things faster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's, yeah, that's another thing I hope they add is, like, leveling up how fast they do things.
Yeah. I do see self-checkout counters on this list. Yeah. So I think that would help. But yeah, I think any upgrades or training, so even like the fact that you have to punch in how much to charge on the credit card. Like,
yeah, I think the items.
Yeah.
That's how much
it is. Just a tap, like, you know, like you can with your card now. Like, if that was like an upgrade you could do to your checkout counters, I think that would be good. But yeah, the self-checkout would be good. Training your people so they're not as bad.
On the first day I was playing it, and I was telling Ben about it, and I was like, oh, these cashiers are so slow. And he was like, well, can you, like, upgrade them or something? Like, can you train them? And I immediately was like, no. This game is so early access. It's unbelievable.
Can't even turn the sound off in this game. Which isn't it that big of a deal, because like you said, it's just birds chirping and beeping.
Yeah,
but as somebody who exclusively multitask while they game, it's a bit annoying.
Yeah. I do like, I didn't mean to hire a third cashier. What I normally do is I have one open register that's for me. And then I go and, like, check out people when they come up. I do really like that when somebody comes up to an unattended checkout, there's, like, a bell dinging sound. So yes. I can, like, be doing stuff, and then if someone comes up, then it dings. What I don't like is that if I'm in the register, it doesn't ding, which I guess makes sense. But sometimes I'm, like, standing there, and I'm, like, looking around. And so then it, like... I just, like, happen to look off screen, or, like, I'm watching a video, and I'm like, oh, there's no one at my checkout, and I look away in real life, and then I turn back around, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize you were waiting for me.
Right.
Which is also relatable if you've worked any sort of, like, retail.
Yes. Yeah, I think, and the thing right now is they don't get, like, impatient if there is a line or anything, which is nice. I could see them adding that as a challenge.
Yeah.
They also have on here expiration dates, which I think that would be fun to play with.
Stressed about that. No.
I am too.
We have,
because I've had a box of yogurt in storage for like a whole month, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I'll just buy 6 boxes of this cheese and we'll get through it eventually. It's fine.
Yeah. But I think it'd be fun to manage that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they have fruits and veggies on here.
Oh, so, that'll be exciting.
Yeah. I think just having, first of all, because I love little miniature fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
That and, like, bakery stuff. That would be really cute.
I feel like they have a really good, like, base to build on right now. So I'm very excited for, like, new things that they add.
Yeah, I think customization, that too, and decorations, so you can, like, make your supermarket cute.
Yeah, these yellow walls are not doing it for me.
No. Yeah.
Every time I see them, I'm like, ugh!
Like, the Steam image for this game, I like that. Like, I want it to look like that.
Yeah.
It's like this really, like, modern, trendy, like, urban.
Yeah. I want to put lights outside of my store because I'm tired of it being 9 o'clock and going to, like, take out a box or something and it's just, like, pitch black. I feel like I've stepped into a horror game every time. It's awful.
You can put a light in your storage room.
I can, but not outside.
Oh.
Yeah. When I take a box to the trash. It's like, so it's traditional taking a box to the trash horror where I'm like, oh god, get out there, run, run, run. I like see somebody walking across the street. I'm like, oh, a monster.
Yeah. That would be another great, like, upgrade option too. Like, something that you have an empty box, you don't have to walk all the way outside.
Yes. Yes.
To get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, like a recycling chute or something.
Or even like a trash thing or like a box holder in your storage room that you then have to take out to the trash when it gets full. Like something like
yeah.
that, you know. Yeah. But some other really cool things that I did see on their little list. So this is also really cool, like fun little early access thing, is on the main menu up in the top right, they have like a little list of like things they're working on, you know, or like mm-hmm. not even working on, but like their plans, their hopes and dreams for the game. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they're planning on utilizing is the world map. So I don't know if you walked around it, but like it's really big. You're basically on the middle part of like a three block area. Okay. So there's like three city blocks that you can run around. And right now there isn't anything there to interact with, but they want to add stores that you can buy locally from. So like produce, you would buy local produce and it would be cheaper than buying it on the computer and getting it delivered. Mm-hmm. They're planning on adding like quests basically, but like a delivery stuff. So you could deliver locally, get orders locally, like stuff like that to kind of make it like more dynamic. So it's not just like, okay, here's my three areas that I need to go into: my store, my storage room, and the trash can, you know?
Right.
So it's really cool. I really like it. And like the plans that they have seem fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was telling Mackenzie the other day, cause I've been watching some streams on this. I think there's some sort of like Twitch integration or something. Cause I was watching a stream and people in the chat kept like buying the streamer milk for her store. So, and she just was overflowing with milk. But it's really cool that one, you can do that.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. I think this, it would be a really fun game to stream. Like even yeah. just like commentary wise, I think it'd be really easy. Like when I have my morning orders and it's overflowing in the street and then cars are running over it.
Like, yes. Oh.
Or when you have to give $94.33 in change. Like, really, girl?
My biggest complaint right now, you can only order 10 items at a time.
Yeah.
You can only order 10, like, units of something. That drives me nuts. I never just need to order 10 units of something. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, especially once you get to a certain point, like, and you're not buying stuff in the middle of the day, then you're basically ordering, like, 50 boxes of stuff.
Yeah, just like a box of everything.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I want to do, but then I have to like click, 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 and then buy it, and then click, 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 and buy it, you know? And then it's annoying when I am trying to like keep up with how much stuff I do have and be like, okay, I want to buy one of these things, but I have too many of this and not enough of this. Because then I do have to like, okay, buy stuff, then run in and restock, and then go back to my computer, and I'm like, okay, what did I buy? And then buy more stuff and yeah.
Just I also just don't see the point in that limitation.
Yeah.
Cause it's not like, oh, you already have 10 items sitting out on the curb.
Yeah.
You need to do something with those.
Cause you can just buy all of them and have 50 boxes sitting out there. I'm wondering if it's like, this is something I find really funny. When the boxes spawn in, they are in a vertical stack. Mm-hmm. So, like, it doesn't matter, like, how many they're just, or how big the boxes are. They're all in a singular vertical stack, and then they fall over. So I'm wondering if, like, maybe those two things are related. Like, there's, like, and a height limit.
Phase in that many.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if, like, maybe that's it. Like, it's like a, like, they just can't spawn in that many boxes yet. You know? But, like, I think that's really cool. One of the other things, too, I think would be nice is to have the restockers be able to put things on the shelves. But I don't know how you would manage that with trying to purposely.
So, what do you mean restockers can't put stuff on shelves?
Sorry, not shelves, on racks.
Oh, okay.
Because that is something that
I was like, then what do they do?
No, that's the thing that takes the most time is when you buy all that stuff, you still have to go and put it on the racks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I spend so much time after I buy something, like, just carrying boxes in and out of this room, you know, in and out of the storage room. And then, like once you order it, you still have to carry all of those boxes in and put them on the racks, which is fine, except when you're ordering 50 freaking boxes of stuff, you know? And you can only carry one box at a time, so you can't even, like, pick up all three boxes of cheese and carry them in, you know? Like, nope, you gotta do it one at a time. So,
yeah. But I think, like, a dolly system would be good, too, for them to add. So you can take, like, three boxes at a time or something.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very monotonous and time-consuming.
Yes. Yeah. And the problem with that, though, is that, you know, until they get a system where you can take things off of a shelf and take the label off, like, if restockers put things on the racks, then you don't have a way to, like, intercept that system, you know? Like, if you don't get to a rack, or, like, I guess you can take things off of a rack, but you would have to, like, take things off and take the label off of anything that you didn't want them to restock. Otherwise, they would put them back on the rack, and then they would restock it, and you'd never be able to clear off a shelf, you know, unless you ran out of that product.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting system to manage the automation of, you know?
Yeah. That's what I think. I mean, I'll have to see. I'm sure when I get more licenses and stuff, I'll have to hire a restocker. But I'd like to just automate the checkout part. And then I'll just do the restocking.
Yeah. The problem with the checkout is I think it's impossible, really, like, to just have one cashier and you not ever get on a cash register.
Yeah.
Like, I think once you hire a guy, you need to have a second cash register, because sometimes a line will get too long. And when it gets to a certain point, the lines are full and people can't get in that line. So you'll have people, like, wandering around your store that are like, oh, the lines are full, you know, if that register, if an additional register is closed. So, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to level 20 so I can hire my second cashier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mine that I hop on when I need to. And I accidentally have a third cash register because I had put one in my basket, like, at the beginning of the day. Because I was like, oh, after today, I'll get another cash register and, like, hire a cashier.
Yeah.
And then your cart, whatever you put in there, stays in there until you, like, manually remove it or buy it. So I already had a cash register in there, and I bought another one. So I have one sitting in a box for when I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I will say you can sell them if you're not going to use them, but they only sell for $100. So you only get $100 back, and they cost, like, $500 each. So, like, if you have a lot of money to burn, sure, but, like, it might as well just hold on to it.
Yeah.
So
I'll use it eventually. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you have that room that's in the store unlocked?
Oh, that's the storage room. Yeah. Yeah, when you pay to unlock storage, it unlocks that. And there's, like, a little staircase down in a little room.
Mine still says locked. And I've got my storage and I've expanded it. Once.
Oh, you have to expand it 3 times. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. On the 3rd expansion, it unlocks that door, which is a total game changer.
Yes. So having to walk outside around the corner.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I completely forgot about this because it was one of the first things I unlocked because I looked up, like, what is this door? And it was irritating me. So there's a door in your store that just says locked, and then you unlock storage. But to get to that, for the first 2 times you expand your storage, you have to walk out of your store and then into the building next door. Like, it's, like, down a little set of stairs, like, into this, like, half, like, sunken room kind of situation. And it just was like, this is miserable. And I just, it was so weird. And especially thinking about it, like, I don't know, maybe in, like, older cities, like, this is actually how some of this stuff works. Because, like, that makes sense, I guess. Like, you just buy two spaces next to each other, you know, and maybe that's normal. But, like, down here in Texas, I couldn't imagine seeing somebody walking in and out of the front door of a building restocking things. Like, that is a wild to me. Like, every time I'm, like, restocking and someone comes into the register and I come sprinting in through the front door and I'm like, what a weird scenario. We're, like, waiting in line and the cashier was running in from the front door. Like, where were you? Like, where did you come from? You know?
Or I get tired of going around the corner. If it's a busy day, I'll just put my box behind my cash register.
Yes.
And then I have all these boxes back there. Yeah. And I'm restocking. I'm like, this looks great.
Yeah.
As a customer, I would love just to see all of the products sitting the amount on of the times, ground in boxes.
The amount of times I'm just like 3-point shooting a box over like a line of people at a register because I'm like, I'm coming. I got to check out. Cha-ching. Oh, yeah. No, it's fun. I think I love this game, but throwing the boxes is so fun to me. It's so good. I love doing that.
Now I'm placing mine down with G and I'm rotating.
I was doing that for a long time. Yeah, and that's what I do with the boxes that are like still in my storage room. Because this is the other thing too that I'm like still trying to figure out. And this is also in their like list of things that they're going to add. More in like inventory management is like a way to track price fluctuations and then sell through of items and like what your current inventory of all of your items is. And like all of that kind of like inventory management stuff, like a better way to like do all of that. That'd because be nice. Yeah, because right now I'm running into things where it's like, okay, some of these boxes are smaller. And I'm not selling through as many of them, like, that's fine. But then some of the bigger boxes I'm selling through a lot of, and I haven't quite gotten the handle of how much I need to keep, like, on hand. Because at this point, like, I have two different types of flour. I'm about to make a whole rack just for those two things. Just to keep, like, I don't know, 8 boxes of each type of flour. In stock at all times. Because there's something that I've noticed. I'm like, okay, I'm constantly selling through this item. And then, like, the space management as part of the inventory management is also really interesting. Because there are some boxes that are really big, but they don't hold very many. So there's, like, a bag of potatoes. And one box only has 4 bags in it. And one box takes up a whole slot on a rack. So, whereas for something like cheese, which is, like, a kind of smaller one, or, like, I'm trying to think, like, what else, like, salt or something that's, like, a really small box, you can fit, like, a dozen boxes on the rack for that item. But then, like, potatoes, you get one. So, I have a whole rack that is just for potatoes. I just have 8 boxes of potatoes just on a rack, and that's where they live. And the same with frozen chicken. You can just put one on the rack and there's 4 in that. So like trying to understand like the sell through on that and like, I don't know. It's I want more numbers to like see what I need to keep track of, you know?
Right. Yeah. There's no, unless I'm totally missing it. There's no UI right now to see like.
There's no statistics.
Yeah.
There's just the end of day screen. So,
right.
Which something I do really like, speaking about the end of day screen and like the numbers and statistics, you unlock stuff based on your store level. And so you get experience every time you check people out. I think it's like 5 experience for every checkout. Yeah, but if they can't find an item, you lose 1 experience, which I really like that way of rewarding you. I feel like that's a really balanced way to do it. Because sometimes, like, this is the other thing with the licenses, is when you buy a license, people immediately start looking for that item, whether or not you've ever owned it or not.
It's very annoying.
Yeah. So, like, when you buy a license, you have to be prepared to immediately buy those products and stock them. Otherwise, people are going to be like, oh, I couldn't find this item you've never had in your store before. Oh, I couldn't find this fancy veal. I can't afford it. It's expensive. Okay, what do you want from me? You know? So, like, I think it's a really good balanced way that, like, doesn't punish you too much, but it does still reward you for stocking those items, you know? So
especially where I'm at right now, where I'm trying to grind to 20. Mm-hmm. And then in today, it's like there were 14 people who couldn't find stuff. I was like, okay, well, that's 14 points I missed out on. And
but it doesn't feel like it's like, it doesn't feel like I'm like being punished. It just feels like, oh man, I missed out, you know?
Right. It, like I'm still making progress. It's just like, oh, okay. I need to like focus on that. You know?
Well, and also like you can't see what products they were looking for.
Yeah. So, I don't like that. I don't like, cause if I'm running around restocking and somebody thinks something's too expensive.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't know what that product was because I wasn't there to see their thought bubble, you know?
Yeah. So the way it works right now is the little individual people that are walking around your store, if they can't find something, something's too expensive, the checkouts are too long, whatever it may be, it pops up like in a little dialogue above their head. Which is fine if you are, like, just standing there on a lifeguard stand with binoculars looking at everybody, you know. Which sometimes your store's slow enough or, like, the checkout is going smooth enough that, like, you can do that. But especially, like, when you're checking somebody out, this is where I find it most frustrating. If I'm checking somebody out, I can't see what the other people – I guess I could, like, rearrange my register so I'm always, like, behind the other people. But, like – I'm looking at this stuff. I'm not seeing what else is going on. And then especially the person that I'm checking out, I'm too close, like visually, to like see what it says fast enough. Like by the time I realize it, like I would literally have to finish the checkout and then immediately just like look to like see it, you know, like snipe whatever comment they're about to say out of the sky, you know?
Yeah. They really need, like, an event log in one of the lower corners, just like every other tycoon game has.
Yeah.
That tells you, like, oh, this person can't find this product. Okay, then let me run around the corner real quick to my storage building.
Yeah.
And I grab this freaking expensive flower. Why is everybody buying four bags of this swing's flower? I don't know.
Yeah. And I think even if they wanted to lean into it being more realistic, because I think what we have now is kind of like a more realistic scenario, you know, where it's like, okay, yeah, if you were right there and you overheard somebody say, oh man, this cheese is too expensive, great, you can adjust the price. But if you're somewhere else, you're not going to hear that. And the same way, like, if you're not looking at it in the game right then you miss it, you know? And I kind of like that realism, but then I think it would be cool to incorporate like a review system. You know, where it's like, oh, they only got a 3-star review of this grocery store because they don't have my favorite item in stock or whatever. And then that's like, okay, that's your cue to stock this item or to lower prices or like whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm very excited for what they do. Not that I need anything else. Apparently, I'm just obsessed with this game exactly how it is.
I know I was playing it yesterday. And I was like, well, I've played this, like, for most of the day, and then I think I've done all the things.
Yeah. I was trying to get as much, like, licenses and expansions as possible. I will say I took out all three loans because
I
was like...
I knew you did. Oh, I knew. Of course. As soon as I saw loans, I was like, I know Mackenzie took loves all these out. I haven't taken out a single one.
Yeah. So... I think it is a good way if you need to buy new furniture is the way that I, having got all three loans and paid all three off now, I think the best use of that money is when you're like, okay, I have enough money to buy a license and now I just need to buy the furniture and maybe like the products, you know, for just like that initial injection. Because what I did was so stupid. I got all three loans. I bought an expansion to my storage and to my store, I think. I bought like 5 licenses, had to buy storage racks and shelves, and then all of the products. So then there were like some products that were expensive because you can get the most recent license that I had bought was one that had 2 different sushi in it, so a large sushi and a small sushi, veal and steak. And All of those things are so expensive to buy. It is crazy. So then I like couldn't afford these items because I'm trying to keep all the rest of my crap in stock. I've got to buy 8 boxes of freaking flour every day. I can't afford your sushi. And then people are like, oh, I can't find large sushi. You never could. It's never been here, you know? So I think like getting it to get like an initial injection into a new license makes sense, but yeah. But yeah, it was kind of a pain. Like, I wasn't struggling to pay it off, but first of all, you do have to manually go in and pay it. So the yes. same way you do the bills, that's how you have to do the loan. So like the bills that you have, your rent, and then like your utilities, and then the loans, you have to manually make payments on the computer, which is kind of nice because it gives you like 3 days of leeway. So then if you're like, okay, I need to save up a little bit and then like pay them off, then you can do mm-hmm. that. But yeah, it was a struggle because every single day I just had hundreds of dollars of bills I had to pay. So I didn't have as much money to buy products. And so I just was like, all right, we're really struggling right now.
You do this with every management game.
Every single game. I see that big dollar amount.
Let's max it out. Right now, let's get everything we can, take out all the loans, and then I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And you're like, this game's so hard. Like, girl, because you try to do everything all at once.
Yeah. Well, I'm also, this is something, it's like kind of don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I haven't figured out when in the game the employees get paid yet. I don't know when that happens.
It's at the, when you start a new day.
Is it?
It takes it automatically out, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if I agree with that. Because this is my thing, is when I was paying off all of these loans, and like, I would kind of wait till the end of the day to make a payment and stuff like that. Because this is my thing. What if I make an order and I make a payment, like I pay my bills at the very end of the day, and I only have $60 left? Mm-hmm. Now, how do I pay $400 to pay all of my employees?
I can't remember what it said, but there was, like, in the tutorial part, it said something about that. But, like, mine, I get a little pop-up every morning that was, like, minus $80 for automatic payments for your employees or whatever it says. I don't know. It doesn't say that many words, but...
Yeah. I'll have to pay more attention to that because that was something that I was like, I am not like so flush with cash every single day. Like when are they getting paid? Like, I just couldn't figure out when that was happening.
Yeah. You know? It might, if you can't pay it automatically, I think it said it like rolls into like your bills.
Okay.
So maybe if you notice your bills are like more.
Yeah.
Well, for one day, maybe that's
weird.
What that's from.
Yeah. I'll just have to pay more attention to it, which is, you know, something I can get better at all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I did also, when I had all these loans, I did have to fire all my restockers. And I think I just had one cashier and then I would run the other one because I just was like, they're too slow. I don't even have enough product to like bother with having two restockers. Like, yeah, it was a mess. So, but now we're back and we're crushing it. No loans, a lot of products, big storage room. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will say, this is another thing I haven't complained about. The cash registers. There are two different styles of cash register. They're exactly the same, but they're mirrored so that, you know, you could like angle them different ways. But if you have one angle, I mean, again, this is like real life, but you can't just like switch it to be the other one. So then you have to like figure out, like, you have to base where you put your registers on what direction they face. And yeah, you could sell them and buy another one, but then you're operating at a loss of, at that point, $900 basically, because you have to pay $500 for the new one and then you only get $100 back for the old one. So yeah, just trying to arrange my store in an aesthetically pleasing way has been frustrating.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot that they can do with just, and even when you're buying them in the catalog, I was like, okay, I kind of get it, I guess. But, the like, you can't really see. The pictures are
not big enough. I need a big preview.
I know. I need to, you know, be able to open a preview up, rotate around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I want to be able to, like, read what the product is, too. Like,
yes.
I feel like I need to get my eyes checked again, but I feel like it's just this game. And I feel like it's a combination of, like, how small the text is. There's no, like, hover text or anything like that. And the text is kind of, like, bubbly, I guess is the word. It's, like, bold yeah. a little bit, which makes it harder to read, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, looking at stuff, and I'm like, I don't – does that say candy? Like, what is that? You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And then, again, the pictures of the packaging are, like, so tiny and little, you know? I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. I have this little candy that reminds me of this bag of imitation crab that Ben and I get in real life. And I keep forgetting that it's candy, and I keep trying to put it in a fridge. And I'm like, nope, this is just some weird, like, uncolored yeah. Peachios or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the menus definitely need a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, like, knowing what kind of storage you need for that item. Like, the 6-pack of yes. milk.
Yeah.
That doesn't go in the fridge. No. It goes on a shelf.
That's some like, weird shelf-stable okay. milk, which as an American, I'm like, ew. Like, yeah. we do that, but, like, I wouldn't buy it, you know?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, and this may be, like, a regional cultural kind of thing that we're missing out on. Because, maybe. Like, we're from Texas. Like, we just do big grocery stores or, like, a corner store, which is, like... Like, you wouldn't normally say, like, oh, I need to go, like, get groceries and, like, go to the 7-Eleven, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you take a trip to a whole grocery store. So, I'm wondering, like, if there are products like this weird milk. Like, we probably have that at our grocery stores, but, like, I have never made eye contact with it on accident or on purpose. So, you know, like, but maybe that's, like, a thing that in, like, the Northeast is, like... a normal thing? I don't know. I'm just trying yeah. to imagine some weird unrefrigerated milk. And I'm like, that sounds like a hate crime. Like,
well, I think that, what's that brand? It's like the organic one and it's red and it's got like a cute cow on it.
Oh, Borden? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
The like fancy organic one.
Oh, I don't know. You think I buy fancy organic milk. That's another item I've not made eye contact with on purpose. Oh, just a PSA. Also, don't drink raw milk, people. I've heard this is, like, a new thing that, like, weird crunchy people are into. Don't drink raw milk. That's how you get, like, stomach diseases.
Horizon.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a cult.
They... It's just, you know, it's just part of the landscape, a horizon. Horizon Organic. And they sell, like, a little 6-pack.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got, like, the Capri Sun straw that you know, put in. There are these little cardboard cartons. And those, I've seen those, like, on shelves, not refrigerated.
Oh, I guess that's true in, like, a cardboard little thing.
Mm-hmm. Ew. But I've never understood it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
I couldn't imagine drinking room temperature milk through a tiny straw. Like, that sounds like a...
I mean, disgusting. I imagine you refrigerate it when you get home, right?
But that's just, like, a preference at that point, you know?
I mean, who wants room temp milk?
I don't know.
Nobody, right?
I don't know. People are weird. If you like room temperature milk...
Let us know.
Yeah. Tell us how it is.
You do your milk. I don't even drink cow milk anymore, yeah. So I have all these opinions, and I'm not even, like, part of that market.
You know, I mean, part of the culture. Get out of here. Stay yeah. in your lane, JC. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is honestly, I'm obviously addicted to this game. Again.
A sleeper hit, man.
Oh, God. Yesterday was, like, the pinnacle of, like, I have a problem. Because Thursday and Friday, I was like, whatever, I'll get home from work, hang out with the dog a little bit, play this game. literally stayed up too late both nights. I was like, oh, I'm going to get up early. You know, also Thursday, I was like, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. Why was I still playing this game at 10:30 at night? Don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't know. I should have been asleep by then. And then yesterday, I was like, I have some stuff I actually have to get done. I got one thing done yesterday. And then I was like, because I'm finally trying to get my desk finished. So I'm restaining it. And so I was like, okay, well, let me do one, like, coat. Yeah. One coat of stain. And then I'll let it dry. And then I came back in the house and I was like, okay, what can I do while this is drying? Another chore? And then I heard it calling to me from upstairs like a siren.
Sure.
Come play Supermarket Simulator. Uh-huh. And I went up and I was like, I'll just play for a little bit.
Just like one or two days.
Girl, I literally played this game for like 10 hours yesterday. Why? And every single day. And it's just every single day, I'm like, I'll just play one more day. And then I'm like, well, then mm-hmm. I gotta restock, and then I gotta do this, and then I gotta do this. And I'm like, well, my store's restocked, so like, what if I just play one more day? No, Mackenzie, stop it. I literally was like, literally last night, I just was like, you have to stop. You have to go to bed. You have to go to sleep. Please do it, because tomorrow you actually do have to do stuff. So when Ben gets home from being out of state for, like, 4 days, it doesn't look like you did only play Supermarket Simulator for all of those days. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I'm going to try to do a bunch of projects before I have to go pick them up today. Thanks, okay. Supermarket Simulator.
Well, you can show him your cool store.
And he's going to be like, oh... Okay.
Look, babe. Look at all this progress I made while you were gone.
This is how bad it was yesterday. When I was finally going to bed, I had to get a little snack because I was kind of hungry. And I literally was like, what did I eat for dinner? I don't remember. I don't know if I did eat anything for dinner. I think I just had like a late breakfast. And then two pieces of candy in the middle of the afternoon, and then just subsisted on Supermarket Simulator.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I remember getting hungry and being like, I should get something to eat. And I think that's when I got two pieces of candy while I was trying to decide what to eat, and then forgot about eating.
Back to the game.
So, yeah. I'm gonna have to, like, ask Ben to put, like, parental controls on my computer so this game shuts down.
Honestly, that's probably a good idea.
Don't encourage me. I'm trying to ruin my life. Hello? Oh, man. Well, any more thoughts about my new favorite game?
No. I'm honestly really surprised, but also not surprised at all. So. Yeah,
same. Well, if you guys are playing Supermarket Simulator and, you know, want to tell us about your store, any stupid mistakes we've made, clearly, with all four controls of this game.
We always make them.
Oh, man, yeah. Just let us know, and we'll see you on our next episode. Bye!
Bye!